Vern McLeod grew up on the Swinomish Reservation here in Washington State, and like many kids, he hated going to the dentist. But McLeod had a good reason. When he was growing up, the dentist was a guy in a trailer who didn't bother with anesthetics. He just strapped his patients down and drilled. Now the Swinomish tribe wants to change the face of dental care on their reservation. But the way they're doing it breaks state law. New York Times reporter Kirk Johnson has written about the effort. He told KOW's Jeannie Yandel years of subpar care has meant poor oral health for the Swinomish tribe and on reservations around the country.
Unfortunately, I think there's a whole generation that got scarred by horrific care like that. You hear of that pattern in talking to people who track this issue around the country, that part of the reason things are so bad is that there was an older generation who instilled fear in their children and grandchildren, and it became an endemic problem.
So that's part of the reason things are so bad. What other reasons are there?
Well, it's a similar reason that you find in Appalachia or in other places. It's partly a rural story. It's partly a poverty story. Dentists, like other professionals, are not clamoring to go where they're not going to make good livings. So what you have is a shortage of dentists for something like 2.5 million Native Americans. But then I think, as you say, it's compounded by a kind of a weird wrinkle of history that has made it worse, too.
Well, the Swinomish tribe has tried to take this head on, this issue of not having reliable dental care, of having poor oral health for its tribe members. So what have they decided to do?
They're making a stand. After 5 years of trying to get authority and approval from the Washington State Legislature to hire a dental therapist, which is a sort of mid-level professional, trained to do essentially most of what dentists do, and 5 years in a row of failing to pass a bill, the tribal leadership there said, we believe under tribal sovereignty, we have the right to do it ourselves. We're going to create a license to hire a dental therapist, and partly for our own benefit and the benefit of other Native Americans in that community, but just as much to send a message across to tribes everywhere to say, do this. Say the heck with whatever the authorities in your state are doing. You have the authority to do it. We are.
Why is that even a problem? Why are there state legislatures like Washington saying, no, you can't have dental therapists on your reservation? I mean, that seems like a pretty common sense thing to do. If you can't get dentists, bring in dental therapists who can help these folks.
You would think so. But legislation that passed, now incorporated into the Affordable Care Act, specifically requires that states need to grant authority to have this kind of middle-level care. Certainly, there are people in the tribal community and other parts of healthcare who say the American Dental Association got a sweetheart deal here and got an exclusionary language in there that blocked this. The Dental Association says it's about safety, that dentists are MDs and MDs do surgery, and filling a cavity is surgery, drilling a tooth is surgery, and it's just not safe to have someone who's not an MD. That's their position. I was struck by the dentist who works in the clinic up at Swinomish, who said, really what you need to look at here is not the MD degree, but how many times have they done the procedure? And the people who have been through these mid-level dental therapist programs, they just train extensively. They do the procedure over and over and over. And more than a typical dental graduate, she said, would have ever done, because at dental school, you know, you'll have to learn medical diagnosis and medical disease. And they don't, if you're a dental therapist, you work on the mechanics of doing this procedure. And she says, ultimately, their feelings are better, because they've done it so many more times. And so the argument of safety, to her mind, goes out the window.
Well, as you said, the Affordable Care Act doesn't allow for dental therapists to work in this way. So where is the tribe finding licensed dental therapists? Where are they finding these people to come work?
Currently, Alaska is the place you go. At that same window when the Affordable Care Act was being written, an act that covered only Alaska gave them authority to start this school. Before that time, they were sending students to New Zealand to study, to come back and work in these remote villages. And that's where you would get a dental therapist. Now, three states have authorized dental therapy programs within their states so far. Minnesota has one up and running. Vermont passed one this year. Maine passed one a few years ago, but has not really implemented it. So Minnesota is the only other state where there's an active therapist training program in effect, though none of those people are working on tribal lands at the moment.
The Swinomish decided to start this program and bring dental therapists onto the reservation to provide care. The dental therapist that the Swinomish tribe hired is from a tribe in Alaska. His name is Daniel Kennedy. What kind of response is Daniel getting from the Swinomish tribe?
As far as I could tell, overwhelmingly positive. I think people are responding, and the patients I talked to when I was there, responding very favorably to seeing a native face looking down on them when they get to the table. And I think part of that is really resonating, not just care and the quality of care or the belief that it's going to be good, but they walk in and they see Daniel, and I think they really like that. They want to see that, and it gives them confidence, I think, that as one of the patients put it to me, you know, he knows where we come from. He knows what we're about, and that feels right to me. But I think they're also intrigued and engaged by the idea of this stand that the tribe is making. Daniel says, you know, people come in and they want to talk about the politics of this too, that, you know, you're the guy with the controversial thing going on here, you know, and they're proud that their tribe is making this stand and saying, you know, we're doing it.
That's New York Times reporter Kirk Johnson talking with Jeannie Yandel. The stand that started here in Washington State is already having a ripple effect. Oregon has authorized a pilot project that will see four Native students training to be dental therapists this summer.